You're hearing the sound of an outdoor wood-burning kiln in Lowell. It's part of Cambodian potter Yari Levon's mission to keep his culture alive. Levon is one of the only master ceramists still at work after surviving the Khmer Rouge genocide in Cambodia and the only one known to be in the U.S. WBUR's Andrea Shea has the story of the artist's struggle to preserve his country's ancient traditions.
Yari Levon smiles as his clay-dried hands feed the glowing blaze inside his wood-burning kiln. It'll take about half a day for the big brick-and-mortar box to reach the 2,200 degrees that transform earthen vessels into vibrant works of art. Levon says he loves this kiln more than he loves his own house.
Because this is my dream.
The 62-year-old artist is full of dreams, even after surviving a nightmare. Pol Pot took power while Levon was studying traditional ceramics in 1970s Phnom Penh. The brutal communist dictator forced the population into rural labor camps and orchestrated the execution of more than a million people.
We go to the killing field, everyone, and some people, they die, and some people surviving.
Pot's Khmer Rouge regime targeted intellectuals and artists, but Levon remembers finding ways to sketch imagined pots and sculptures in secret.
I have a little bit pencil, keep quiet. I never stop practice.
In 1984, Levon escaped and says he spent nearly two decades at refugee camps in Thailand. Then the artist was granted political asylum in the United States and settled in Lowell. Levon feels it's his responsibility to keep making Cambodian forms and symbols that decorate historic temples in Angkor Wat.
If you protect the country, you have to hold a gun, but not the gun only. I love to protect my culture by how I do all of this.
The tradition is incredibly endangered.
Maggie Holzberg is folklorist for the Massachusetts Cultural Council. She says people and institutions rallied around the genocide survivor after he arrived here in 2001.
He had very little English, and at one point he said, "I love clay." Yeah, I can't imagine what that was like, and thank God he survived and was able to reconnect with the materials and the practice.
Harvard University gave Levon a residency to learn contemporary ceramics technologies. Holzberg recommended him for the NEA's National Heritage Fellowship, which is the country's highest honor in folk and traditional arts. He won it in 2015. This year, the Smithsonian Sackler Gallery is displaying two of his pieces in Washington, D.C. Ceramics curator Louise Court says while Levon has mastered new techniques, he maintains a rare link to the past.
Yari Levon is one of the very few Cambodian potters who can still tell us about how potters were trained in the Royal University of Fine Arts in Phnom Penh before the Khmer Rouge era.
That makes Levon worry about what will happen when he's gone. So he took on an apprentice to learn how to mold and meticulously carve tiles and ornaments the way Cambodian artists did centuries ago.
Yeah.
Levon had hope until recently when his apprentice suddenly quit. The setback leaves the artist tradition hanging by the thinnest of threads, and it breaks his heart.
I have no word more than say I'm really sad about that. But I still keep going.
Now, Levon's plan is to host free traditional ceramics classes for Lowell's Cambodian community with the goal of finding a new apprentice. He also teaches more general ceramics at Middlesex Community College and has a posse of loyal students who help out at his outdoor kiln, including John Condra.
It's phenomenal. I'm surprised more young aspiring artists don't look them up because you can't learn them from a book. You just watch them.
In In his studio, Levon plays a whistle he crafted out of clay. Despite having lots of students who aren't Cambodian, the master ceramicist is determined to find an apprentice who is. But he believes refugees who've experienced trauma might not want to remember.
When some people, they lost the culture, they will lose identity.
Lowell's Cambodian population is the third largest in the U.S., and Levon wants people to feel proud of their culture. He's not alone. The city commissioned him to create a Cambodian refugee monument to be unveiled in September. And this weekend, Levon will fire up his public outdoor kiln during the Lowell Folk Festival. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.